Big weekend this weekend. Of course, we've got fishing opener going on over the weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. Hops Grapes History for the Historical Society tomorrow night. But tonight, it's girls' night out. A lot of ladies looking forward to tonight. We have one of the organizers of the events going on tonight with us right now, Todd Bordhauser, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming in, man. Now, is girls' night out, does that mean you have to just do the planning and then step aside? Do you actually have a role tonight?
Well, you know, I will be winding around town for a little bit. We will be doing a little something special this year. We're going to do a Chamber Bucks special at the office. So if you buy $100 in Chamber Bucks, you get $10 free. So I'm hoping people stop first, get this deal, and then go out and get the rest of the deals that might be out there as well.
Boy, one of the benefits of having an office right on Bridge Square in downtown Northfield, you've been there for a few months now. Looks like it's working out and got to be convenient on a night like this.
Oh, it's fantastic on a night like this, and we're really enjoying that move. Has really led to a lot of positive things, including a lot of people stopping in the office to say hello or to chat a little bit, so that change in my work habits and what I need to do. So a little bit more, conversations and interruptions, but we love that. So it's been great.
That's probably a big part of why you're downtown to begin with, is to be close to the people, to talk with the people involved, and not only downtown, the downtown merchants, but so many other merchants, businesses throughout the town. It's the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, but pretty much everybody comes downtown at some point.
Absolutely. And the best part of this is that the collaboration with our other partners, the Convention Visitor Bureau is down there as well. So we're seeing a lot of people, visitors that are coming in looking for information. But you have the NDDC and the NEC as well. And so it's great to have them in the office, shared office space, so that when something comes up, you can just walk down the hall and say, hey, we're doing this, or we've got this available, or I'll be willing to share this if for your event or what the program that you have going on. So I think all in all, I've not heard a negative comment at all, and it's been very positive.
Yeah, it seems like only positive can come out of that, and so far it's been very good. But let's get back on track here. Let's talk about Girls Night Out. So they go to the chamber. Do they do that first and register? Or?
All I'm just saying is that if you're looking for to maximize the dollars that you're spending tonight, you can use Chamber Bucks.
Okay.
At all of our vendors that sponsors out there, so you can pick up an extra $10 and as well, or maybe $20 or $30, depending on how many Chamber Bucks you want to buy.
Oh, good deal.
But they'll be able to be used tonight. But yeah, we've got 17 sponsors that are out there that people can go to and register. We've made a little change. We were doing a passport program the last couple of years. This year, we're just going to do registrations at each of the sponsors, and we'll be giving away $475 in Chamber Bucks to those who register throughout the evening. So,
and that can go a long way. That's $475. That's a good amount.
That's a good amount. We split it up in a couple different smaller denominations, but still, it's great to be able to come out, participate tonight, and get registered. You never know, you might get lucky to come back again to spend some more money.
So the sponsors, what's going on tonight? Are they have a lot of special things within each store, within each business? I said, because it goes beyond businesses. There's our stores, it's businesses as well.
Right, absolutely. So, we'll run through the specials that we have. The Rare Pair is doing 20% off women's shoes, clothing, and accessories. And I know they're doing a game called Let's Make a Deal for discount drawings and giveaways. At Corinne's, always great and creative in that avenue. Secret Attic is doing 20% off regularly priced merchandise and some in-store drawings. The Hideaway, half price bottles of wine. So you may wanna stop it.
Yeah,
maybe
more than what?
Yeah, maybe
coming
more
and
than
going.
One.
Who knows?
The Goat will have in-store specials. The Swag is going to do an in-store drawing. The Paper Pedalum in-store specials and food samples, and those are always great. Eleanor does a wonderful job on some great goodies that are quite tasty.
Yep.
Monarch sales throughout the store, and then they have a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Measuring Cup the same way, and they'll be doing some food samples. Mainstream Boutique, $20 off a purchase of $100 or more. So, again, you can really kind of maximize in there as well. Froggy Bottoms, half-price bottle of wine with any food purchase. And, of course, Froggy's has entertainment on Friday nights, so that might be a good place to end up at after you've been shopping throughout the day or evening. Fine Fettle, drawing to win one item of choice at $50 or less. And they'll have some wholesome food snacks.
All right.
So you might not see me there. That wholesome is kind of a kicker. But I think for a lot of people, it's great to, you know, that's the trend.
Oh, absolutely.
And I always buck the trend, so we all know that. Beerman's Home Furnishings, they'll be doing a drawing for gift certificate and have refreshments. Anna's Closet, in-store specials. A Bag Lady is 20% off store-wide. Club Tiki Boutique in-store specials, and again, like the Chamber of Commerce, and it's buy $100 in Chamber Bucks and get 10 free. And then we have a couple last-minute stores that joined us, the Northfield Arts Guild and Vision, and both of them will be doing specials as well in there.
Boy, that's all over downtown.
So it is all over downtown. We really look forward to that. Might be a couple raindrops here or there, but those can be dodged as you're running in and out throughout the stores.
Yeah, so. I don't think it's going to be too terribly bad tonight. A little bit cool. We wish the weather was better, but it's certainly not that bad.
Right. And then, while there's no official wrap-up time, most stores will be open till approximately 9 o'clock. And then afterwards, you have entertainment at Eminent Brewing. You've got entertainment that's going on at the tavern as well, and then Froggy's as well, and the Contented Cow. So there is places once you finally get to finish shopping to be able to kick those feet up and be able to enjoy partaking some refreshments.
Yeah, so relax a little bit, wind down from a fun night. So,
right.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Girls' night out tonight, and one of the things, events like this, I like. I'm going to stay away tonight because I'm obviously not a girl, but just going down the scene to your friends and everybody, it's just a great social event. It's one of the great things about living in a smaller town. You can go down, see people you know. You're not a stranger. You have fun. It's a good time.
Well, absolutely. I think that's a really important part of that is that you're able to walk the streets. It's one of the reasons why I like walking up and down Division Street on tonight, because I'll run into a lot of people that I know as well. And, while we call it Girls Night Out, there is nothing that says that a gentleman can't come down, especially with Mother's Day weekend. So if you're not a fisherman, or you're saying, I'm not sure I want to head out quite yet in the rain and muck, you can still come down and grab one of those specials and buy that wife or significant other the Mother's Day gift and be two steps ahead of the game. Right? So,
there you go. Yeah, there's some good Mother's Day shopping as well. So take advantage, I guess, of some of those specials.
Absolutely. But we also, Lisa Peterson with the Convention Visitor Bureau, does a great job of helping promote this through her Facebook post as well. And so, we anticipate to see a lot of people that are not necessarily live here in the Northfield, but from the local area coming into partake in this. It's grown in stature over the years, and I think this is something that people look forward to.
Yeah, wonderful event, and of course the fisher people will be out fishing, and for those here in town, a lot of good things happening right here in Northfield. So.
Oh, absolutely. It's a busy weekend, and Jeff, I think most every weekend is busy with all sorts of activities that go on. I think people take advantage of it. If you're not sure exactly what's going on, you can always go onto the Convention Visitor Bureau's website. They have a good calendar of the events that are happening every night, and especially on the weekends. So.
Yeah, and as we head into summer, boy, every weekend there's something going on. The market fair will be starting up fairly soon. We're just a couple of weeks away from that, and I can't wait till summer.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And so you'll be able to recognize the sponsors tonight. We actually went out and purchased some A-frame signs with some colorful lens covers on those. So and those are multi-purpose, so we'll be able to use them for girls' night out, then we'll be able to use them for crazy days, and then Small Business Saturday, and then of course Winter Walk. But we don't want to mention that word.
That's a long way off.
And then again, with that partnership, the NDDC will be able to use those as well for some of the events that they're doing. So great purchase, great investment, and but that's how you'll be able to notice who those official sponsors are, where you can sign up for the Jay Roebuck drawings.
Wonderful. All right. Todd, anything else about what's going on tonight for Girls Night Out or anything else with the Chamber?
We'll leave it at that for now. So
okay.
Just get out and bring that checkbook, credit card, or that cash with you.
Checkbook?
Yeah.
And you are old school.
I know. I am a dinosaur. We all know that. So,
all right. Todd, thanks a lot for coming in.
Jeff, thanks for this. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Todd Bornhauser, president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Coming up in just a moment or